Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to NAB with Cox. We are super excited this morning. We have a very, very exciting guest that you'll be hearing from this morning. But I'd like to say good morning to each and every member of NABWIC that's joined us this morning, and also each and every one of our visitors. So glad to have you on. If you know someone else that you think this show could serve, just go ahead, jump on another line or send a quick text and invite them to our show this morning. Also, go by our website, www.nabwic.org. There you will learn more about the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we look forward to you learning a little more about our nationally growing organization and how we can serve you. Also, there you can join the email list so you can get updates on what's going on not only in the industry but also what's going on with our organization. And also, you can consider becoming a part of the organization and being a guest on one of our future shows. Again, that's www.nabwic.org, the National Association of Black Women in Construction and Related Fields. We are the voice of Black women in construction. My name is Rachel Moore. I am excited to be your host this morning. We invite you to post and repost, tweet and retweet, email, text, and share. Get the word out about our organization and also about our show so that other leaders in the industry can begin to connect and benefit from how the organization is growing. And also, we would like your contribution and input. So we are looking for those new members that could become a part of our fabric and help grow the organization. Well, this morning we will be talking with Ms. Danita Patterson. We're very, very excited to have her on this morning. She is the Director for Social Security Administration. She's Director over the Division of the Eastern Regional Contracts. She is very, very experienced in the industry with well over 30 years with the federal government, and we are so glad to have her on. And I would like you guys to really listen up and learn more about her journey and her contribution to the industry. And again, if for any reason you have to log off of the show this morning, make sure that you know that you can come back at any time right here to blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC and listen to the show on archive finish listening to the show. And if you really, really enjoy this show and you want to get the word out, you can definitely share the show, send the link out, and others can listen later on today or in the coming days and weeks. And also, you can go back and listen to any past shows with any of our very exciting guests from the past and learn more about our organization and also about our previous guests. And so I guess I'll just start by saying good morning, Danita.
Good morning, Rachel. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me to talk today. I'm looking forward to talking about my journey, as you said, and finding out a little bit more about NABWIC.
Well, we are very glad to have you on, Danita. I mean, it's obvious that you have a wealth of information in your industry, and in your profession, and maybe a lot to share that could really benefit not only women in construction, but everyone in the construction industry and maybe many of the related fields and even other professions, being the director of the Social Security Administration. So I read that you have, that you studied engineering and construction. What led you to do that? Tell us a little bit about your journey, how you got into the industry and what you majored in and so on, and let us learn a little bit more about Danita.
Well, I guess the main thing that led me into an engineering curriculum was that I really liked math in high school, and that's, I know many of you out there probably understand that if you're in engineering. For me in high school, math was one of my easier subjects. I remember going home with a bunch of homework and doing my math homework first and not wanting to go to the other homework because I'd run out of math problems, but I knew I had to go there. It was to me a natural progression for me to go into engineering and eventually into construction management. I think once I got to college, I discovered that construction management fit me a little bit more because I'm more of a visual, you know, I have to see things a little bit before I can really figure out what's going on. And I'm an outdoors person, so it fit me a little bit more than engineering. So that's why I ended up in construction management.
Wow, Danita, I can really relate because I was a similar student. And in college, initially, I ended up just majoring in pure math because I didn't know what to do. But, of course, I studied with all the engineering majors and architecture majors and so on. So I definitely can relate to just loving math. And it wasn't even my best subject, but it was the one that I would actually do the work. And so let me ask you this. What would you share to other young ladies like us, young ladies that are gifted in math and they realize that in middle school and high school, they're always helping out the person next to them in math class and they're looking to do a career that has to do with math or so on. What would you kind of say to other young ladies like us?
I just tell them to, you know, take whatever you enjoy and run with it. And to go into some of the non-traditional fields like engineering if you're good at math. There are a lot of other math-related fields that they can choose from if engineering doesn't appeal to them, things like accounting. But I would say some of the non-traditional fields like engineering, you know, I think they will flourish in it, and not to let anybody hold them back if they, you know, listen to people telling them, well, girls aren't good in math or girls don't go into math-related fields. You need to go into something more traditional. Don't listen to it. Go with what you feel is right for you.
Right. I mean, well, you know, young ladies are going to realize very early on, even before they get into the profession, that it's a male-dominated environment. Just being in those, and just being in the classroom, especially college classes, mostly, you know, young men are majoring in these math-related fields. And so as a woman that came out and entered a predominantly male field, what are some of the obstacles that you said you came that you feel you came across, and how would you have, you know, others entering the profession, other women entering the profession, approach those obstacles?
I'd say I guess the biggest obstacle was proving that I belong where I was. After college, well, I started with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers with the federal government, like you said, nearly 30 years ago. I was a co-op student with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Huntington, West Virginia District. And after graduating from college, I became a permanent employee in that district. And my first assignment after college was we were building a dam and some bridges and roads and in eastern Kentucky. So that was one of my bigger obstacles, was just proving to the men that I worked with down there. There were very few women, and I believe I was the only female engineer down there, either with the contractor's office or in my office. And If you've ever been to Eastern Kentucky and meet some of the people, they're the nicest people. They're very set in their ways, and just proving to them that I belonged where I was, and building their trust, and getting them to realize that, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm supposed to be here. And I think that was one of my biggest obstacles. But for the most part, I kind of, if people have hang-ups about me, I kind of say, well, that's their problem, and I keep going forward.
Wow. Well, it looks like you had an amazing career with the government, and so let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, to work for the government for well over 30 years, what are some of the great things that come out of working in that public sector?
For me, I spent the first 18 years with the Corps of Engineers. And, that in our construction division. And I think that allowed me to see and do a lot of things that I hadn't thought I'd ever, hadn't even realized was out there. For instance, one of the places I got to spend 3 months in was Kuwait City after the first Gulf War in 1992. And that was a real eye-opening experience. It allowed me not only to see how construction is done in the Middle East, but I got to meet some really wonderful Middle Eastern people, as well as, some of my American counterparts from all over this country. And I think that's one of the biggest positives I've experienced, especially with the Corps of Engineers, just being able to go places where I probably would not have gone for any other reason. I got a chance to spend a few months in Florida after Hurricane Andrew hit and work on the disaster recovery there. And there were other opportunities that I, got a chance to spend a few months in Louisville, Kentucky, doing a temporary assignment there. I almost went to Alaska for 2 years, but when I was asked to go to Alaska, it was right after I moved to Maryland, so it was just the timing was not right. But I would have jumped on that opportunity had I not just made a major move here to Maryland.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this this question so that people and young ladies can get a little bit of a better idea of what it is that you actually do. Just knowing that you were able to go to Kuwait and help with rebuilding, after the war, and also be down in the Miami area after Hurricane Andrew, which it sounds like may have had to do with some rebuilding, and you've worked around dam reconstruction or dam construction and things of that nature. Kind of share with us, when you go out on these extra assignments, what is it, when you get there, what is it on a daily basis kind of that you're actually doing?
Well, being in our construction division, I was in contract administration, where we would negotiate new contracts with private industry for them to go out and actually, do the cleanup, do some of the rebuilding, and some of the times I would go out and do the inspections and make sure they're doing them according to our plans and specs. That was the basis of it.
Okay, so I understand it's kind of helping line up the people that are going to physically go out, the outside companies that are physically going to go out and do the rebuilding, whether it be the roads, the bridges, or the other things that to be put in place, kind of being a part of setting it up and inspecting those things.
Yeah, and with Hurricane after Hurricane Andrew, I think our biggest obstacle was just the general cleanup, because there was mountains of debris that we had to remove and put in landfills and burn, because it was such a large disaster. It covers such a large area.
Wow, interesting. So let me ask you this, Danita. What what led you to make the decision to go out and tackle some of these extra assignments that the government, you know, assigned you to go out and do? What led you to go all the way over to Kuwait, or leave your home and go down to Miami and the other the other assignments where you actually have to travel and spend months in a different city? What led you to actually make the decision to be willing to do those things and contribute in those areas?
I think the biggest thing that led me, when I first started going out on these assignments, like I said, I was in Huntington, West Virginia, and we did certain types of construction, mostly civil work, where we built dams and bridges and roads. Going out on these extra assignments gave me the opportunity to experience other types of contracting that we did. For instance, in Miami, we didn't have time to set up full-blown construction or cleanup contracts. We had to issue letter contracts to five of the biggest contractors here in this country to get in there quickly to do cleanup. And I would never have experienced that in Huntington. Same with Kuwait. It was just a different kind of experience to see how we operate in other parts of the world. And it was just a real good learning experience outside of Huntington, West Virginia. A lot of people who I've met over the years, they'll spend their whole career in just one agency, and it's like you get tunnel vision. You only know how to do one thing, and going out on these assignments, I feel really helped broaden my knowledge base.
Wow, sounds awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking right now with Danita Patterson, and we definitely encourage you to get on your Facebook, post and repost, tweet and retweet, email, text, and share. And definitely, if you would like to call in and become a part of the conversation and you're currently listening from your browser, just dial 714-459-3918. And if you've already called in but you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to just press 1 on your keypad. You'll come into the queue, and I will identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. So we welcome you, and again, go out and spread the word. So, Danita, you did you were having this career in construction, and sometimes being able to travel and experience new places and so on, and then you, I guess, got transferred, or you landed something over here in the Social Security Administration's division, and I guess became director. So now that you're no longer really working in construction, I mean, was that something you did intentionally? Did you have a desire to kind of move out of the industry?
Yeah, it was a conscious decision for me to take a step away from construction. When I was with Baltimore District of the Corps of Engineers, I kind of felt that I was at a level as high as I could go for what I wanted to do at that time, and I was looking for a little career change with a little bit more opportunity for advancement. And believe it or not, engineering in the federal government, it's pretty much, I guess, a set path. But I wanted to go a little bit different path. I decided to go a little bit different path. And I was able to take a lot of my experiences with construction contract administration and just go in a different career field within the federal government. And I originally went down to the Department of Housing and Urban Development in Washington, D.C., and when the opportunity opened up here in Social Security Administration almost 8 years ago, I was able to come here. I've been the division director for our Eastern Regional Contract since almost 3 years now. So I know it was a good move. It really fit me, and I'm happy that I did it. But yeah, it was a conscious decision that I made back in, I believe it was about 1998, 1999.
Wow. Well, being out of the, somewhat out of the industry, is the construction industry something that you find you really miss in a way you didn't realize you would?
It kind of is, because the irony of it, when I applied to come here to Social Security Administration, I interviewed for a position in our Division of Construction and Facilities Contracts. And when I got here, I found out we didn't really do any major construction. And after about a year or two, they actually dropped the word construction from that division's name. So, I kind of missed it a little bit, I guess mainly because, like I said, I am an outdoors person. I like to see things that, as they're being built, I like to see things, and, you know, that I've been a part of putting together the contracts for going up. So I missed that aspect of it. I now sit in an office all day, so I don't get out as much, except occasionally when I do get to travel to some of the cities here in the east, in my eastern region.
Wow. Well, Danita, you know, we've already kind of spoken about young women that realize that they really enjoy math, and really encouraging them to stay with that if that's something they enjoy, even though it's male-dominated, and find a major that includes that subject that we both enjoy. And also you had the opportunity to go and you know, be in the audience at Cardozo High School and Trans Tech Academy last week. And of course, we've been kind of discussing that over the last two or three weeks, and I've gotten great response. There's such an appreciation for the program that's happening over there. And so you were there in person. You know, what did you really think about the contribution being made over with the students at Cardozo High School and TransTech Academy? And of course, the contribution that NAPWIC is making over in that area. What did you think about that industry day?
I thought it was very good. I didn't realize that type of program existed. I know there are various high schools with that specialize in certain types of curriculum, but that was something that really, when I was sitting there watching the kids graduate, and I know that they put in a hard 3 or 4 years, in their math curricula, it just felt good to see a lot of all the African American, Latino, and other kids of color embracing math, and they seemed genuinely happy, and it was just very heartwarming to see. I don't think I stopped smiling the whole time, because it was just really wonderful to see. I just hope that they're able to go forward in their college career and choose some of the sciences, to go into engineering and some of the other sciences, and make a big difference in wherever they choose to work later on in life.
Yeah, I can imagine how refreshing it was, how encouraging it was to, you know, when we have such a love for, you know, for mathematics and for all the fields that are connected with mathematics, to see the young people kind of embracing it and feeling more confident, because it is, you know, there's only a percentage of us that love it, and then a smaller percentage that will really do well with it. So we really, you know, I'm glad you were able to be there. I wish I was there. Listen, I know that NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, is an organization that your involvement with is pretty recent, you know, your exposure to the organization and getting to know the vision and so on. But we're definitely glad to have you. And I'm wondering, you know, what are you hoping to get out of being involved with NABWIC?
I hope that, you know, I can get a little bit more understanding of what you do and get a little bit more involved again with construction. You know, it's not completely out of my realm of thinking to possibly get back into construction here in the federal government. I'm hoping that, you know, we get to do a little bit more construction. I don't know what our plan is in the future. Like I said, at one point we did have construction in one of our division names, but because we kind of got away from it, you know, we dropped that part of that division. But with NABWIC, like I said, I do kind of miss being out in construction and getting involved with it, and whatever I can do to help get younger people interested in the construction industry or in engineering, you know, that's what I look forward to.
Wow. Let me ask you this. Have you had an opportunity to either meet our leader and visionary, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building masterminds? Have you had an opportunity to meet her or speak with her yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to meet her in person, but I have spoken with her by phone. Tanya Marble introduced us about a little over a week ago, so I'm looking forward to meeting her because I've heard a lot of wonderful things about her. You know, just to be able to put together an organization like NABWIC, it's got to take a lot of a tremendous amount of spunk, for lack of a better word. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Wow. Well, an amazing visionary and has really assembled an absolutely amazing group of women coming together across the country that, like you, really love this industry, looking to work with each other, support each other, encourage each other, help each other through, you know, help each other through, you know, the maze of the industry. And so it's, you know, I want you to look forward to really, really being connected with very serious and forward-moving entrepreneurs and businesswomen in, you know, in the construction area, but also in many of the related fields. It's a very, very supportive and awesome network to be a part of, and it has found itself to be profitable for many of the businesswomen involved to be able to do business with each other, partner up on small projects, big projects, or give each other leads. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing. And so what I want to do is open up the line right now, Danita, for the leader and visionary of this organization, Ms. Ann McNeil, and have her come on and share for a moment. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am just so honored, Danita, that you decided to join us this morning and bless us with your bio, because it is so vitally important that we all understand that we don't just wake up and skip over, you know, elementary, junior high school, college, and then all of a sudden we wake up and we're here. So I while listening to you this morning, I have a new vision. And my new vision is going to be to take your bio and your link from this Blog Talk Radio show and begin to promote it with the math and science teachers in our local schools and in our industry day program with our kids, because this is so inspiring and so encouraging